Political uncertainty in the world's eighth largest economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Elections in Italy have ended in gridlock. The poll results from yesterday's election gave no party a clear majority in parliament. Christopher Worth reports on what the results mean for the European debt crisis.
Remember a time not long ago when analysts and pundits predicted the breakup of the euro? The European debt crisis has calmed down a lot in the past few months. But Karsten Brzeski, an economist at ING in Brussels, says a political stalemate means Italy is unlikely to get its financial house in order anytime soon.
These elections are really another painful reminder that the crisis is far from being over.
The uncertainty has already driven up Italy's cost of borrowing. The fear now is that doubt will spread to other euro countries, like Spain. The country continues to grapple with an unemployment rate of 26% as it implements deep budget cuts.
There's a real problem for Spain, which is that people really don't have any trust in the government and the reform process.
Luis Garicano is with the London School of Economics. He says the elections in Italy are testing the stability of the euro and posing an important question. Does the continent really want the currency at all? I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.